I hope that you can see me and hear me. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, first I have to say that I have a soft spot for UNEC and its activities in my heart, because many years ago I made the evaluation for the UNEC as an organization, and still have very warm memories and working with many UNEC persons and departments. The latest IPCC report reminded us about the speed and impact of climate change, which is primarily felt through changes in the hydrological cycle, in other words, water. The tensions and conflicts over water caused by increasing water scarcity are on the rise. It's clear that there are strong linkages between climate, water, peace and security. Finland has a long history of promoting both transboundary water cooperation and peace mediation. For decades, we have been actively participating in the development and implementation of the two water conventions, namely the Helsinki Convention and the New York Convention. We remain committed to working for the nexus of water and peace, also included as one of the three pillars of our national water strategy, jointly implemented by five different ministries. Our focus is on transboundary water cooperation as well as water diplomacy. Also, our Center for Peace Mediation at the Ministry for Foreign Affairs has water diplomacy as preventive peace mediation as one of its objectives. Over the past year, I have been mandated by the EU High Representative Josep Borrell as an envoy on the Horn of Africa, including the Grand Ethiopian Renaissance Dam, GERD. The GERD is an example of a complex political dispute over water infrastructure. With its abundant water resources, the River Nile is highly important for all three Eastern Nile riparian states. As the climate change in the Horn of Africa, the hydrological changes in the river system are unavoidable. Three Eastern Nile countries continue to be engaged in an active water diplomacy process facilitated by the African Union, with EU, US and South Africa as observers. Importantly, the complex negotiations have been based on the principles of the Water Convention. Discussions around GERD have the potential to lead to a preventive peace mediation effort that can attract international investment for all three countries and the region. At the global level, the UN needs to take a stronger role to lead cooperation on water issues and to advance the water and peace agenda. The UN system should be stronger in its efforts to promote water and peace, as it lacks a common strategy, vision, and clear leadership on water. Building capacity on water, especially water resource management and water negotiations in all agencies and programs and in peacekeeping missions, is one step to strengthen water cooperation. Another is to take steps to strengthen UN water to enable it to more effectively address water issues. We also need to more strongly link the climate and security and water and peace agendas. And then, Mr. Chair, shortly to your second question, as an example, the Finnish-Russian agreement on the utilization of transboundary water courses signed in already 1964 is still functional after over 50 years. The agreement sets out the principles for the management of shared transboundary rivers. The parties cooperate on the various uses, management and protection of the waters. Finland is an upstream country, however, it benefits from the cooperation. Sharing of hydrological and water quality data, among others, has contributed to building trust and allowed to more effectively address complex issues. This experience and progressive development of the solid institutional framework provide building blocks also for other regions to find solutions and sustain peace. In Central Asia, Finland has provided practical assistance to governments in monitoring of waters and in intersectoral cooperation. Thank you, Mr. Chair.